Hello and welcome to The Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and day-to-day coper, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now this week's blog is, I Needed a Box. Empty boxes are like the police. You never have one when you need it. I needed a box, but I didn't want one. I knew where to get it, though, so off I went to my local Staples, aisle 8, on the left. When I caught sight of the boxes, I felt the prickle of tears, and I slowed down, but it wasn't slow enough to keep me from getting there. I had no idea what size I needed, so I picked a large because he had a lot of stuff. And I stood there for a while in the aisle, just holding the box, wishing I didn't need it. My dog Rolly passed away last month, and everywhere I look in the house are sweet but painful reminders of him. There are things I know I can't part with, like his bed, his leash, his little red sweater. No, I can't do that, but there are lots of other things I know someone else can use. Shortly before my furry heart passed, I made a regular run to the Petco to get dog food. It had become a challenge finding the right brand for his age, weight, and finicky taste. Even then, I'd still have to add a little something to it, like homemade liver and rice, to entice his lordship to eat it. So, I've still got quite a few cans of food and assorted dog treats. I'd eat the latter myself if I were trying to keep my teeth strong, my breath fresh, and my coat shiny. Clearly, we took better care of the mister than we did of ourselves, and so he was well stocked on medication that we can't return to the vet. Senior dog multivitamins, Omegaderm, Daseaquin, Thyroxine, Azadil. Yeah, my Rolly was a sick puppy, and this stuff wasn't cheap. If there's a dog out there with a thyroid condition, bad hips, doggy dementia, and sensitive skin, then I've got the hookup. Toward the end, Rolly was more or less peeing at will anywhere and everywhere. He couldn't help it, so I bought a 50-pack of wee-wee pads. The instructions said, put a pad down in the general area where the dog urinates, he'd smell that and pee there. Right. In classic obstinate form, my cranky Spanny sniffed the pad and peed as far away from it as he could get. Then he looked at me as if to say, you should have known better, woman. And I should have. I have 49 wee-wee pads left. This is a first for me. My family has had dogs before, but Rolly was the first one I'd ever picked out. It was my first time being a dog mom. It was the first time a doctor had to look me in the eye and tell me that it was time. It was the first time I had to say a last goodbye. We decided that we'll donate as much stuff as we can to Bobby and the Strays, the rescue organization where we got our Rolly. We're pretty sure they can use it. And I know this intellectually, and yet, there I stood, holding an empty box, crying in aisle 8. I wasn't sobbing. I didn't want to draw attention to myself and make the management nervous. I could imagine the chatter over the headsets. Security, we've got a weeper. But then I remembered. Staples employees are like boxes. You never have one when you need it. Thanks for listening. If you're a fan of the podcast and blog, please visit theurbanirma.com. Click the donate button and buy your favorite writer, comic, and former dog mom a cup of coffee. Any amount will help keep the good times coming. Thanks for the love and support.
Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma, created and written by stand-up comedian Leanne Lord. Read the blog at theurbanirma.com and watch the video edition on youtube.com/LeanneLord. Subscribe and listen to the free podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Music for the podcast was written and composed by The Jazz Lounge Project. If you enjoyed The Urban Irma, then please leave a comment, like it on Facebook, follow on Twitter, and share it with your friends. Share it with people who are not your friends, and maybe they will be. And